Isaiah chapter 13. The burden of Babylon, which Isaiah the son of Amoz did see. Lift up a banner upon the high mountain, and exalt, raise up the voice to them. Shake the hand, so that they can go into the gates of the nobles. I've commanded my sanctified ones. I've also called my mighty ones for my anger, those who rejoice in my highness. The noise of a multitude in the mountains, like that of a great people, a tumultuous noise of the kingdoms of nations gathered together. Yahweh of hosts musters the host of the battle. They come from a far country, from the end of heaven. Yahweh and the weapons of his indignation to destroy the whole land. Howl, for the day of Yahweh is at hand. It will come like a destruction from the Almighty. For this reason will all hands be faint, and every man's heart will melt, and they will be afraid. Pangs and sorrows will take a hold of them, and they'll be in pain like a woman who travails. They will be amazed at one another, their faces red like with flames. Understand, the day of Yahweh comes, cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he will destroy the sinners of that land from out of it. For the stars of heaven and the constellations of it will not give their light. The sun will be darkened in his going out, and the moon will not cause her light to shine. And I will punish the world for their evil, and the wicked for their iniquity, and I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease, and I will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man more precious than the golden wedge of Ophir. For this reason I will shake the heavens, and the earth will remove from out of her place in the wrath of Yahweh of hosts, and in the day of his fierce anger. And it will be like the chased roe, and like a sheep that no man takes up. They shall every man turn towards his own people and flee every one into his own land. Everyone who is found will be thrust through, and everyone who is joined to them will fall by the sword. Their children will also be dashed to pieces before their eyes. Their houses will be spoiled, and their wives ravished. Understand, I will stir up the Medes against them, who will not regard silver and gold, for they will not delight in it. Their bows will also dash the young men to pieces, and they will have no pity on the fruit of the womb. Their eye will not spare children. And Babylon, beautiful of kingdoms, the beauty of the Chaldees' excellency will be as when Elohim overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. It will never be inhabited, neither will it be dwelt in from generation to generation, neither will the Arabian pitch tent there, neither will the shepherds make their fold there. But wild animals of the desert will lie there, and their houses will be full of doleful creatures, and owls will dwell there, and satyrs will dance there. And the wild animals of the islands will cry in their desolate houses, and dragons in their pleasant palaces, and her time is near to come, and her days will not be prolonged. End of chapter.